Hi there, I'm Jim Cuddy. I'd like to welcome you to the 2021 Juno Songwriters Circle.
Welcome to CBC Music Live. I'm Odario Williams. The highest honor in Canadian music is the Juno Awards, and its 50th anniversary edition happened last June. For many people, the Songwriters Circle is the highlight, the jewel in the crown of the Junos. It's an intimate look at the process of making great songs. Now, the 2021 Juno Songwriters Circle took place at Glenn Gould Studio in Toronto with just the performers present. You're going to hear five Juno winners, one for each of the five decades the Juno Awards celebrated in 2021. Singer-songwriter Dan Hill, Carol Pope of the 80s band Rough Trade, singer-songwriter Deborah Cox, Lea Fay and Peter Germanis of the band July Talk, and onstage host Jim Cuddy of Blue Rodeo. Here's Jim to introduce his first song.
Good News was written at the beginning of the pandemic, so about 2 months in when I actually realized that this was going to last a long time. I just started to be aware of all the things that had changed, and one of the things that had changed was that people were way kinder to each other. They were really looking out for each other. We have a place up north that's on a country road that we've never had much to do with our neighbors. All of a sudden, there was an email chain, everybody asking each other, did they need anything? You know, which was very cool. People in the street saying hello to each other. And then all the Black Lives Matter protests and how much people were risking for others. And I thought to myself that we are an amazingly adaptable species, that we are presented with this complete shutdown of our lives, and yet we find ways, you know, somehow the grass comes through the cement. We find ways of doing things that are beautiful, but we need a little hope. So this one's called Good News.
How did you know it was me that was crying behind the locked door? I don't cry very much, in fact, not at all, but I know what I was crying for. Lately, the walls of my world have been crumbling, letting in all of my blues. Oh, I know I'll get through it, just gotta hear some good news. Well, I guess that we're getting all we deserve. They've been careless for too many days. When I see all my brothers and sisters together, I know that that's worthy of praise. History has its own way of revealing the moment that we lit the fuse. Oh, I guess we'll get through it. Just gotta hear some good news. So much I don't understand. Wake up dreaming at night, watching the lives that I'm holding slip through my hands. Watching the lives that I'm holding slip through my hands. Well, the anger is rising, there's effigies burned, there's damage that surely will last. At this moment in time, well, I hope we've learned not to slip back to ways of the past. There's a light that keeps shining so deep in our hearts, and it's there any time that we choose. Well, I know we'll get through it, just gotta hear. Oh, I know we'll get through it, just gotta hear. Oh, I know we'll get through it, just gotta hear some good news.
Bruce. Thank you very much.
That's Jim Cuddy with the opening song of the 2021 Juno Songwriters Circle. I'm Odario Williams. You're listening to CBC Music Live. Jim Cuddy is the onstage host here at Glenn Gould Studio in Toronto. He turns now to singer-songwriter Dan Hill.
Your career started when you were extremely young.
Yes.
I mean, you were 19 when you got your first contract?
Yes.
And you put out a song that is still a popular song now, You Make Me Want to Be. And one of the lines is, you make me want to be a father. And did you not then subsequently become a father?
Well, no. I wrote this. I had been signed to RCA Records as a singer-songwriter. And, you know, as you know, to have a song covered, it still takes a couple years before you make money.
Right.
So I was a high school dropout and making $1.89 an hour at the civil service. And I knew my only way out was writing songs.
Wow.
And I came home from work one day, picked up my guitar, and You Make Me Want to Be a Father just flew out of my mouth. That's the way I write. I don't even know where these words come from. I knew the moment I wrote it that people were going to love that line and hate that line. I wrote in about 30 minutes. I knew that was it. Then Belafonte heard the song, flew me to New York. He wanted to record it. He said, how the hell can you write a song like that at 19? He said, I want to be the first one. And I said, look, I love you, man, but singer-songwriters in 73, Harry Chapin, Gordon Lightfoot, Neil Young, Bruce Coburn, Cat Stevens, Elton John, I could not go with my second best song.
Wow.
I knew if I was going to compete with these guys, I had to go with my best song. And so he didn't cut the song, but that ended up being my first hit single and led to my American record deal.
There's a few steps in there. Did you look Harry Belafonte in the eye and say no?
Well, yeah, the amazing thing was he was singing the song top volume to my demo. And I saw him when I was 5. I'll make this quick, at the O'Keefe Center with my mom, and was a fan ever since.
Yeah.
So it was actually, it'd be kind of like, having dinner with Barack Obama, right? Mm. I mean, your hero is singing your song and asking how you wrote it and saying that he wanted to cut it. But I had a strong street sense, and I knew I could not give away my best song and go up against Gordon Lightfoot with the likes of If You Could Read My Mind.
It's very confident for a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. The last thing I'll say about this song is this is a song that got me my first Juno Award in 1975.
You make me wanna be a father, trade my wandering path of freedom for your soul. Oh, and all I once defied and locked so deep inside is on a roller coaster riding out of control. Love is all there is, and still there's more. Oh, and everywhere I turn, and everything I learn shows me there's something new I've never seen before. A thought so far, and I've almost gone as far as I can go. To see each other as we really are, exploring all around us as we grow, and we go, and we go. Crazy love song for today. Let me glide upon your smile. It beams for miles and miles. Catch it now before it sails away.
more. And I guess I've gone as far as I can go now. To see each other as we really are, exploring all around us as we grow. And we grow, and we grow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's beautiful. All right, so we're moving on now to Deborah Cox. And Deborah Cox, I think you must have had some of this youthful confidence that Dan Hill exuded, because you just skipped Canada altogether and went down to the States.
I got my chops together here. I was here in the city doing commercial jingles, worked with bands, all kinds of bands, jazz bands, calypso bands, pop bands, just earned and honed my craft. And
right.
All through high school at Earl Haig, I was just like, I wanted to find a way to express myself, but there was just no system really set up for soul R&B music.
Right.
That was the truth of the matter. So after getting all the rejections here, Clive Davis heard the demo.
How did you get Clive Davis's attention? I mean, that's a legendary man.
I was doing backgrounds for Celine Dion.
Right. Apparently
and
a good boss,
at
right?
At the time, yeah. while we were touring and stuff, sending out cassettes to all these different labels and stuff. And I got to an A&R who got it to Clive, and he happened to be in L.A. We were doing the Jay Leno show, and so kismet, you know, we got a chance to meet at his hotel and you know, talk about the type of project we wanted to put together. And, you know, he asked me what kind of, you know, artist I wanted to be. And I was into Prince. I was into Whitney. I was into Annie Lennox, like all different types of music. And I was like, I just want to be able to express myself. And I think out of that, my own identity will come out of it. And
good
he
answer.
Allowed me to, you know, to do that.
Did you have this song? Did
this
he hear
was
this song?
This song that I'm going to perform,
yeah.
Where Do We Go From Here, was written in Scarborough. We had a little apartment, my husband and I, who we became songwriting partners, later business partners, and then later we married. And the rest is history. But
wow.
This was the song that got the deal. And
that's fantastic.
Started my career, yeah.
Let's do it.
Everyone, this is TJ from Caledon.
So tell me, where do we go from here?
Thank you.
That is some beautiful singing. TJ, wicked guitar playing.
Yeah.
We weren't answering to anybody, so we just did what, you know, made us feel good. And we just had this built-in audience of maniacs.
I mean,
I can't believe the people that came to see us. You know, it was just artists, gay people, everybody from Second City in the early days, like Gilda and Danny, Margaret Trudeau.
You performed on Second City, right? You did. Did you do High School Confidential on?
Yeah, we
on
did.
SCTV?
We did on Preteen World.
And but what? So those early days, what were the clubs you were playing? Like a lot of young street clubs.
The Colonial was a big one.
Right.
That was normally a lot of great jazz artists, like Roland Kirk and Charles Lloyd and people like that. And there were all these pimps in there and all these hoes. And we got our break because this drag queen, Mama Cooper, was playing at the club below called the Meat Market. And we did so many gigs there that we just got to move upstairs. So, like, come upstairs.
Right.
And then it was just insane.
But do you feel that at the time you were kind of a contextive point between all these different scenes? Like there was a burgeoning gay scene, there was drag scene, there was... You were also known as an inventive new wave band, pop band?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, I mean, and people like General Idea came to see us and they ended up designing a lot of our album covers. So...
What are you going to play for us today?
This is All Touch, No Contact, which is basically a song, you know, about me being famous and, like, people hitting on me and, like, why? Do you like me because I'm cool or do you like me because I'm in a band? It was that kind of a thing. And it's Bitter, you know, because Bitter is my middle name.
You do it well.
And, yeah, I mean, Rough Trade was also about this dark sense of humor, but you could dance to it, like, very up. And also, we were very much into funk and... Yeah, we were into all kinds of music styles.
Right. Why don't you give us a song?
Okay.
Give us a tune there, Carol.
And this is Tim Welch on guitar.
Hey. Tim Welch.
Yeah. Woo!
Away from me, I pushed her tense face away from me. The hot smile, a voice going up like a razor blade on glass. Or touch, a new contact. It hit me like it hit me like it hit me like a slap. Whoa, oh, touch. His hands away from me. I pushed his hands away from me. Splintering fragments of conversation never got down to cold hard fact. Oh, touch, but no contact. It stabbed me like a knife in the back. Whoa. Touch, oh, touch, oh, touch, and no contact. Challenging eyes over the rim of a cocktail glass, hoping I'd react. Oh, touch, and no contact. I pushed a tense face away from me. I pushed her tense face away from me. The hot smile, the voice going up like a razor blade on glass. All touch, but no contact. Challenging eyes over the rim of a cocktail glass, hoping I'd react. Touch and no contact. my body.
That's Carole Pope with Rough Trade's early 80s hit, All Touch. I'm Odario Williams. You're listening to CBC Music Live. The 2021 Juno Songwriters Circle continues now with Leia Fay and Peter Germanis of the band July Talk. Here's onstage host Jim Cuddy.
First of all, you won last night. Congratulations. So you have three albums and each one in Juno, right? So yeah. You must think it's just easy as anything.
Definitely not going to give us
nothing to that. Just put them out, get a Juno, start again.
No, we're so honored. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's great to be here, too. This is so interesting. It's like, you know, you grow up going song for song with friends, passing a guitar around or around a piano, and I took it for granted, and now I don't. And this is so beautiful. So thank you for having us.
Oh, except instead of friends, it's all legendary musicians, exactly, right? And you have to play after them.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about song?
Yeah, I think we're going to play a new song. This song, I guess it just came out of growing up and thinking about kind of constantly being in solution-based world. So if you're looking to meet someone to fall in love, it's more about the search for falling in love. And when you meet, you don't really know what you're supposed to do from that point on, you know. And that's actually when the questioning kind of starts. And so we're used to these kind of stereotypes of like ownership and really hetero relationships where there's no room for nuance or anything. And that's certainly not where we feel comfortable. And so this song was kind of trying to, it's about challenging your love and going outside of heteroculture and just trying to be truer to what you need. You know, like when I grew up, there was a sign on my wall, my mom cut it out of a newspaper, and it said that love is like bread. It doesn't just sit there. You have to remake it every day.
And that's a smart woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And so I thought about that, and I think this song is sort of like a tattoo where it's supposed to remind you to shake it up and challenge yourself and never get comfortable. An identical, it somehow felt like the right word for the song. I think the metaphor that I was kind of feeling out was how you have such intense feelings for somebody and you're eye to eye with them and you want to honor them and you trust that their feelings are true. You know, you trust that their feelings are just as intense as yours, but it's not good enough to just kind of run away in a meadow like in the movies, you know? Like, you need to, like, challenge each other and make it real every day and make it different and make it exciting, you know? Again, it's like, you know, I love that Joni Mitchell line where, like, songs are like tattoos, and I always think about it that way. It's like when you write a song, you kind of write it to, like, remind yourself of something that matters to you. And so this one is, yeah, definitely that kind of reminder, you know?
That's beautiful. Want to perform?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do it.
I want to be changed. I want to be rearranged. My love for you eternal. I trust an open flame. But I want to be changed. I wanna be transformed. The evening he surrounded us, it blossomed from the garden. He, only one of her. Try to define identical love. As we try to define identical love.
wanna be transformed. I wanna be transformed. As we try to define identical.
This next song was our first single, Try. And it got a lot of radio play. Now, I had a job then. I was doing props and sets for TV commercials, making a lot more than $1.89 an hour, I can tell you. And I liked it. And people there were very supportive. I had no idea that I could possibly make a living doing music. So I liked my job, and it allowed me to go play the bars at night. And we used to always stop at 7 o'clock because that was when they did the 7 at 7 on CFTR, which was the big AM station in Toronto. And everybody would bet against me, oh, it's probably going to be gone. It won't be in the top five. It won't be top number one. And this went on for a long time. And I just thought it was a laugh. I thought it was funny. I thought it funny that I was winning. They were all betting against me. But I didn't realize it was really changing my life. And this was a song that when we used to play at the Horseshoe Tavern, we always had to play it twice. And that we didn't, again, realize that it did anything. But it had falsetto in it, and nobody sang falsetto in those days. So I thought it was, I don't know. I don't even know what I thought it was. I was unaware.
Don't tell me I'm wrong, 'cause I've been watching every move that you made. Heart you steal, your makeup and heels, trouble for the man that you take. Every time you walk in the room, could never be sure of a smile. Never the same way twice, I'm falling in love. Night after night, it's crazy. So many people have said, oh, girl, got nothing but time. Oh, you are a shining star. Don't worry what you're leaving behind. Every time you walk in the room, could never be sure of a smile. I'm falling in love. Night after night, it's crazy. Oh, you got to try.
every time you walk in the room, could never be sure of a smile. Never the same way twice, falling in love night after night. It's crazy. Oh, you've got to try.
Love that song. Yes.
Deborah?
Yeah.
With your next song, in the video, you reveal at the very end that you're pregnant. Like, yeah. You don't even notice it during the song. And then at the end, you go, oh, God, it's so beautiful. Now, which child was it?
It's funny. When I wrote the song, I had just had my first daughter, Sumaya. Both of us were very, very sick with the cold. By the time the album was done and we got to the video, I was pregnant with my third daughter. So that's how long the shit and agonizing the process was.
Wow.
I'm pregnant with Kayla in the video.
And I don't know how to put this, relatively far along.
Yeah, it was about, it was about 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Full, do you think that your kids, like my kids are in some of our videos and it matters to them?
It matters. My son is a little annoyed that he didn't get a video.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like you said, certain like songs are markers, you know, just of your life. For me, it's like my kids are.
Yeah. that's beautiful. Would you like to play it for us?
Sure. We set up. We're good to go. All right. This song kind of became like a mantra for me. It was like right in the middle of like a transition of styles. Everything was changing, you know, going more digital. And I just had no clue which way to go musically. So this is Beautiful You Are.
Beautiful.
Things may not always go right for you. In those times, just leave it behind, 'cause sometimes you gotta play the game just to survive without losing yourself. It's a fight, it's true. Don't have all the answers, but no matter how hard it gets, hold on to what's inside. Don't ever let the body break you down, girl. Don't ever let the body take your world apart. Look in the mirror and see who you are. Beautiful you are. In the dark, chips away at your heart so deep. Can't you see the light in the distance? Open up your eyes and look to the sky and believe there's much more to life when you're free. That's the key. And in time, find all the answers. Don't have to lose your pride. Hold on to what's inside. Don't ever let nobody break you down, girl. Don't ever
And more wizardry on the guitar, CJ. Beautiful.
Been working on it for a few years now. It's called Attitude. It takes place in 80s New York in the 80s. It's based on my brother
Howard's
life, who was in a few avant-garde bands here in Toronto and in New York, and got involved with ACT UP, who were instrumental in, you know, getting doctors to pay attention to AIDS. And then, unfortunately, he got sick and passed away. And but, yeah, this is a song, a musical and a song dedicated to him.
That's beautiful. I was friends with Howard, and we met at his wedding. I don't know if you remember that, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was friends, and he sort of got me my first job down in New York, which was a terrible job, but I didn't blame him.
Bartender?
No. That would have been a great job. It was at Interferon, where I think he was a bartender.
Yeah.
And it was elevator operator. What? And it was just the scorn you got from people that were in the elevator was just overwhelming. So I just, it was a horrible job.
Wow.
But he was a lovely guy, and he was a really nice musician. And
yeah.
So the next song you're going to do is going to be in the musical. Is that correct?
Yeah. We've just started. I mean, we've been workshopping it, and we have to do it virally, of course, virtual. But yeah, this is from the musical. This is a song that it's kind of a duet between Howard and a character that's in a band with. Bernard Zett. Do you know who Bernard Zett was?
No.
Oh, because he was in that band in New York.
Okay. I mean, Howard's bands, the Drastic Measures, and it, you know, Tony, I knew all that.
And the Biffs. And the Biffs.
And then, but we were there in the same time, early 80s.
Wow.
So Howard's a character in the musical.
Yeah. And I'm in the musical. There's the younger me in the musical.
Right. Oh, he was a sweet guy. Are you going to go for a lookalike? Are you going to go with the blonde hair and the whole deal?
I hope we can find, well, just somebody who can sing rock, because it's not one of those strident, you know, musicals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. of course.
It's a rock.
Hall.
It's a, you know, rough trade music and my solo stuff. So
they
got to be able to sing rock.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You should consider.
Would you like to do that for us now?
Lena Hall.
I'm sorry.
Lena Hall.
Really?
Yeah. She's really, really amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Great, big, Broadway. She won for, we'll talk. She's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She knows all the stars.
Good.
All right.
Which way's the sky? Which way's the ground? I really don't know. With your love, I'm on a downward spiral. The opiate of the masses pulling at me in its violent undertow. Our love's going viral. Float on green sea algae. Chaos is part of our lifestyle. You're setting fires under me like a raging pyro. I don't wanna bum you out, man. Our love's going viral. 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 Which way's the sky? Which way's the ground? I really don't know. Even now I'm drowning in your eyes. I tear through your hanging gardens. Didn't think you'd get so trashy. Even now I'm drowning in your eyes.
our love's going viral. A viral. A viral. I am gonna turn it out, lady.
Good job, Carol.
That was Carol Pope and her accompanist with a song called Viral. And that's all we have time for from the 2021 Juno Songwriters Circle. It took place last June at Glenn Gould Studio in Toronto with just the performers present. They are all Juno winners, one for each of the five decades celebrated in 2021 at the 50th anniversary edition of the Juno Awards. In addition to Carol Pope of the 80s band Rough Trade, you just heard singer-songwriter Dan Hill, singer-songwriter Deborah Cox, Leia Fay and Peter Germanis of the band July Talk, and onstage host Jim Cuddy of Blue Rodeo. The 2022 Juno Awards are planned for next May 15th. Let's hope pandemic conditions will be such that they can go ahead without any restrictions. That would be great.